The families have conveyed to us that it's been now over 2 years since they lost their loved ones, and it wasn't even the loss of life, it was the people who were injured, seriously injured, both physically and mentally devastated for life, and of course the wider community. And they need answers, you know, they need to know how this happened, why it happened, and they're determined that no other family or community will have to endure this again. So it's about absolute clarity on what led to it, and that the lessons are learned for any other situation to prevent this happening in the future.
And it seems like where anybody who goes through disaster, but these families, it's very important to pay attention to what do they want, and not necessarily just what they want, but I guess what they need. And the need for an independent inquiry is one that seems to pop up quite frequently. Would that be correct?
Yeah, that is absolutely correct. They want an independent inquiry with, you know, the power to compel witnesses and documents that can get to the absolute truth of what happened here. And their concern, I come across this so often with the families of victims, is that no other family would have to go through this, that, you know, that lessons can be learned around all of this. And the other fear would be, you know, if we look at the Stardust example that went on for decades, that if you don't grapple with these issues and get to the truth, unfortunately they can drag on for a long, long time with, you know, huge intergenerational trauma caused unnecessarily. So, you know, I commend the families in coming together. The meeting was a very difficult and very painful meeting, recounting all of what happened that awful day, and all of the trauma, all of the pain that these families and the community have endured. But they're determined that, you know, that as best as they can, they get to the truth and they try to prevent something like this happening again in some other community.